Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when green ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, merry mortals. Good tidings of great joy we bid to you from here in the graveyard on this warm, wintry Christmas Eve. We are your ghost, host, and hospitable helpers for the evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek. Did you say hospital helpers?
Hospitable.
Oh.
And I am Craig.
Please stay calm. The Yule log is not actually burning. And go ahead and pull down the shutters for a long winter's nap.
I like it.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I like how Craig's choosing to use his deep Santa Claus voice.
I like it.
For this episode.
I've been going on 3 episodes with this voice now. The people are going to start writing in worrying about me.
You know, and guys, as I was thinking about this episode, I can think of nothing, no better way our listeners will want to spend Christmas Eve than by listening to us.
I'm sure they're holed up with the family, enjoying some eggnog, and cranking up the Triple G.
Yep.
And putting their Dish Network televisions onto the Yule Log channel.
Yes. I do want to thank Craig. He actually went out and built a fireplace, chimney and all, up through his roof just for this episode. So that we could put the Yule log on the fire.
Well, it already had the hole in it from raining mail.
That's true.
Right.
Yes. So well, it's been there a while.
And I'm burning the mail is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, the fire marshal shut down the studio after the It's Raining Mail episode. But here we are as we gather around the hearth. I see that the stockings have been hung by the chimney with fear in hopes that the Grim Grinning guys soon would be here.
They're scared we're coming?
I don't know. this is a Triple G Christmas, and this is going to be a fun episode. Guys, if you're like me, you love Christmas. This is milestone episode 96, a Triple G Christmas. And guys, this is going to be fun. You know me. I love Christmas. It is my favorite time of the year. And what goes better? Well, I mean, what could be better than Disney and Christmas?
Few things.
Like?
Cranberry sauce.
Derek, is this the year you graduated? 96?
96? No.
No.
Last year at this time, we were actually bringing you an episode on Christmas Day, I do believe. Derek and I were at the Wilderness Lodge. And by the way, you're listening to the Wilderness Lodge Christmas Loop, which is the best Christmas loop at Walt Disney World. But Derek and I were there recording, and Craig was back home in the studio. But we are not there today.
And we were not there on Christmas Day.
That's true. But we are here together now, ready to share your family's... We're glad to be a part of your family's Christmas tradition now. On today's episode, we're going to have a little fun, guys.
I thought that was every episode.
Well, it is. First of all, Craig, I think you've got some listener review for us from iTunes?
Yes. We don't refer to iTunes a whole lot. We always talk about Podbean, but iTunes is still very much a part of our podcast, and anytime you can give us a shout out on there, we appreciate it. It always helps us and helps our rankings. This one comes from Neil in Great Britain. Over the seas, boys.
Let's not do over it in the pond. Let's not do our British accent.
No.
Overseas. We appreciate it, Neil. What did he have to say?
He says this: fun-filled, ad-free WDW planning fun is what he said as he gave us 5 stars. He says, love the show. Unlike many other Disney planning shows, it is not hosted by travel agents, and so feel that their insights are coming from a more objective viewpoint. The guys clearly love the parks and have inspired me to become a DVC renter one day.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Neil, for being a renter one day.
I really hope people don't think there are actually any perks to being a DVC renter other than being able to go around.
Wait. There's not.
And talk in that voice. I really feel bad if we misguided some people.
That's the greatest perk of all. You can walk around and say, oh, excuse me, I'm a DBZ renter.
I tell you what, guys, it feels so cozy in here today. The Yule log has been lit aflame, and we're just settling down for our long winter's nap.
Hey, we need to put some shirts up on Tee Public that say DVC renters on.
Absolutely, back. We do.
We need to work on that.
And what better gift to give a loved one on this Christmas morn?
Wait, you can't.
As he thanks us for being ad free,
then going. To, well, this isn't that.
This is not.
This is just for us.
Yeah, I like how Neil.
Neil, thinks. I'm sorry. We're the ad free part is probably not on purpose.
It's just I don't think Craig is so much losing his voice as he's just so emotional from this Christmas
show. That's what it is. Neil thinks we really don't want any ads.
But we're very, very blessed to have fan interactions, and we love to
absolutely
to hear from you and to just to see what you're going to say on Twitter. If you don't follow us on Twitter, follow us, and it's. If you get an answer, it's usually me or Craig.
Hey.
If it's snarky, it's probably me.
I do my best.
And can we really say, too, that honestly, we do this because we enjoy it. If you listened to Andrew a few episodes ago, we've not got a comp from anybody at any time going on any of these trips. We just want to help. We're not travel agents. We don't do anything like that. We just enjoy doing what we do.
We'll gladly take a comp if you want to give it to us.
Absolutely. And the whole reason we're selling merchandise is because people have asked us for it. It's not because we're making tons of money doing that either. So we just, with that said, we could, put Grim Grinning Guys, put your logo right underneath it. But anyway.
Derek,
we're completely ready to sell out.
Have you been in there? Derek, did you go in there to stir the figgy pudding before it burns?
Aren't you? You're supposed to stomp it like grapes, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, that's what I did. I'm sorry. No.
Derek, I could take some more eggnog.
Figgy pudding, that reminded me of toes for some reason. So I thought
did you say toads?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's time to start the show. Today we're going to be talking about a Triple G Christmas. What would your ideal Christmas at Disney World look like? And we're going to go strictly Christmas Day. Given where your family is now, what would your Christmas day at Walt Disney World look like? Where would you stay? What would you do? How would you experience Christmas on Christmas Day if you were at Walt Disney World? Assuming that you stayed there the night before, you wake up on Christmas Day, what would your perfect Christmas day be like? Have you guys ever thought about this?
This is not another unlimited.
This is just given your personal preference.
Given our personal constraints.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Stay in a tent.
I want to make sure we're not having.
It's personal constraints.
We're not having airplanes with hot tubs flying us here.
It was unlimited, man.
In the hot tub.
So have you guys ever, first of all, do you have a desire to spend Christmas Day at Walt Disney World?
Well, that's going to be part of my day. I'm not going to discuss that right now.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well,
Craig, is this something you've ever given thought to?
I have, yes.
I'd never really had a desire to until last year going down there, and I said that I would love to come back and do that at some point in time. So, Derek, let's start with you. What would Christmas Day at Walt Disney World look like for you and your family?
For me, it would involve, or it would not, should I say, involve parks.
Interesting.
I'm avoiding the parks. I just believe that being there at Boone at the age that he's at, he doesn't really care. He's more about exploring and having freedom that he's learning that he gets if he's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have a few gifts in the room. We'd probably stay. I would lean towards Coronado or French Quarter is where my resort of choice would be. And of course, we'd have a few gifts that morning. Probably not a whole lot since we're at Disney World, but two or three things.
Yeah.
And then we would really relax around the resort most of the day, probably. And if they're running that day, we would try and do a carriage ride if we're at French Quarter. I would love to do that on Christmas Day. I think would be neat.
That would be.
So I've gotten more. I used to not be real nostalgic, but I think Craig's rubbing off on me. And so stuff like that. What says Christmas like a carriage ride?
That's true.
So we would keep it real simple and just be thankful that we're at Disney World.
Would you sing the Christmas song Sleigh Ride while riding the carriage?
The one that goes, Sleigh Ride, Sleigh Ride.
Something like that, yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh. I think that was it exactly.
Would you eat anywhere specific? Have any special meals, maybe?
I might try and do a character meal because we've not done those for Boone yet.
Mm-hmm.
Real that he, we've done a few, but they were when he was smaller. Yeah. So we might try and do a Chef Mickey's.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the food's not great, but it's hard to go wrong with those characters over there, and that's the ones that he really identifies with. So
yeah.
So that would probably be a late dinner or early dinner, maybe. But really, we're not going to plan a whole lot out except just avoiding the parks in general,
mm-hmm.
and just being together as a family and just a pretty chill day.
I like it.
I don't know if you can handle it.
Oh, I can handle it. My most recent trip, we were very chill.
You were.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that part of the Christmas season is relaxing, and it's about who you spend it with, not how many rides you can get done. Craig, how about you? Your ideal, would you spend Christmas at Walt Disney World?
I would. Probably. And I hope I don't send the years, Matthew. I like to stay at the Wilderness Lodge. I like to stay there overnight, get up early that morning and enjoy just kind of the sights and sounds of there for Christmas. And I would do one of two things. I'd either go straight to Magic Kingdom, not plan on doing anything except walk down Main Street and just enjoy the ambiance there and the different things they have going on for Christmas. But I might also go over to Epcot and just stroll around different... the World Showcase and kind of see all the different ways that the different showcases have their Christmas.
Yeah, the Holiday Storytellers is something that I wanted us to do last year, and we just never really got around to it. I don't know if it's something that our boys would be interested in doing, but yeah, I think that's a great thing to do.
So that would be probably the two things I would do. I can't really think anything else, anywhere else I'd rather be than just those two places. What about you, Matthew?
I am also going to stay at the Wilderness Lodge, and I'm just going to assume that we're going to be renting DVC points, and so last year we loved staying down in the Boulder Ridge Villas, and ideally we would stay there again, and we'd get up in the morning, and we would go down to the tree, the Christmas tree that's in the Boulder Ridge Lobby Villa, and see what gifts Santa had placed there around that tree for the boys. And spend some time.
What if there. Santa had left other children gifts?
Well, I would hope that Santa would leave enough room to have Bruin and Keegan's on one small part of
the
tree.
Okay.
And just
what if it's a big family?
Well, Santa knows where to leave them.
Okay.
So that everybody has access to them. But I think we'd go down there and see what Santa brought and get some pictures with the boys in their Christmas PJs. Then go back around to that little fireplace area, which is where you can find the train that Walt had in his backyard. And let the boys kind of play with whatever Santa brought and just spend some time enjoying the ambiance and the background music. And then normally we go over to my mom's house on Christmas Day for breakfast, which is what we'll be doing tomorrow. So I think instead we would go and do something we did last year and go and have kind of a mid-morning breakfast at Whispering Canyon Cafe and have a little Christmas morning breakfast there and just enjoy our time there and spend some time at the Wilderness Lodge. If it's warm enough, we may go out and swim, but I think we'd spend most of the day there, maybe let the boys take an afternoon nap. And after that, I want to close out my night in Epcot. Maybe if I'm feeling really frisky, I may go over to the Magic Kingdom and watch the afternoon Christmas parade, the Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time parade, which I think beginning December 22nd, 23rd, you can catch. It's part of the daytime entertainment at Magic Kingdom. It's not an extra hard ticket. But I think I'm going to go to Epcot, and I'm going to eat dinner maybe at Beer Garden or, I don't know, maybe Nine Dragons, somewhere in World Showcase, and use the Candlelight Processional dining package. And I'm going to close my Christmas night with watching that. A lot of our listeners are aware, you know, we're religious people. All the three of us here, our families are, we're Christians, and I think the Candlelight Processional probably ties into that more than anything at Walt Disney World, the religious aspect of Christmas, which is certainly the main reason we celebrate it. So I think that would be a very neat way to end Christmas Day, by hearing the gospel choir and hearing the story of Jesus' birth, and you know, go back and plan to sleep in the next day, and I don't know, head out to a park then. But kind of like both of you guys said, fairly relaxed, but kind of, you know, have a good meal, couple good meals, and just enjoy our time together.
Now, did you say Illuminations? I'm sorry, Ed.
I did not say Illuminations. Just Candlelight. Just no.
The Processional.
You know, we may use Fast Passes to trotterize Frozen and do a couple of other things.
At the end of Illuminations.
Yeah.
Is very good, too.
Well, after this year, Illuminations is gone, so I'd have to go tomorrow.
Yep.
Somebody book me a ticket, Craig. Get over there on it.
I'm on it.
Weren't we supposed to take him for some reason a few episodes ago? You were allowing us to take you.
I would also, didn't think about it, but I'd also like to go over to Hollywood Studios and see the laser show.
Yeah.
In the snow.
Sunset Season's Greetings.
Yes.
Another thing, too, I think, well, at the deluxe resorts, and Craig, you and I being at the Wilderness, we'd probably want to partake in this. They often have character meet and greets, like with Mickey and Minnie or Goofy, and they're dressed in Christmas attire. I think, too, you have to look at what's going on at your resort. I think that would be neat if, you know, if they had a movie under the stars and they were playing a Christmas carol or something, that would be neat to do as well. So I think always around the holidays, you want to check and see what's going on at your resort hotel, what kind of extra offerings they may be having. Are they having a figgy pudding cooking contest?
Figgy pudding dash.
Yes. Are they having a rare meat feast?
With roast beast?
I didn't realize you could do this. It was just, I was just looking up some stuff and it said... Disney Yuletide Fantasy. Take a backstage tour of Walt Disney World Resort and its tinselrific transformation for this special time of year.
Cool.
So I didn't know you could do that.
I think you could also go through Fort Wilderness and see the light displays at night,
because
a lot of people do decorate their cabins and their RVs and such. Maybe even their tents.
Maybe. I wonder how many tents they have.
So they have quite a few tents.
I bet they rent them all too,
guys. Doesn't that just take you to your happy place? Thinking about spending Christmas Day in the most magical place.
It would.
It does, isn't it?
I'm sure.
I'm the only one avoiding the park completely.
That's true.
I'm sure it's very crowded, but at the same time, you know, as long as you're not trying to do too much, if you're just wanting to walk around and look.
Yeah, like the. I mean. You know, for the Candlelight Processional, if you've got the dining package, yeah, that's going to be pricey, but you're guaranteed a seat, pretty good seat. You know, if you're talking about seeing Sunset Season's Greetings, that's not that hard to see because there's so much space on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And so you're not, like you said, as long as you're not thinking, we want to ride 15 rides today and see 4 shows and do this.
Right.
I don't think that's... I mean, that's just not my idea of spending Christmas.
Well, my suggestion, if you plan on going during Christmas, don't plan to do anything
right
on Christmas Day. Because that doesn't it usually get a capacity?
Yes.
Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
So that would be a good move not to do, not to plan. Just enjoy Christmas with your family and walk and stroll through the park.
And maybe go on the monorail resort loop hopping tour. Check out the gingerbread houses and all the decorations. You know, maybe, you know, last year at the Wilderness Lodge, they had some Christmas carolers that came down and performed. It was a high school choir. I think that was December 21st, maybe, when they were doing that. So, lot to do, guys. A lot of options there at Walt Disney World. That's the thing. You're never going to be short on options of things that you can do. And that's, as Derek said, not even going into the parks. You got anything else, gentlemen?
we always, no matter what time of year we go, we always buy an ornament from over in Germany. And
why Germany?
One of the glass ones?
One of the glass ones.
Wow.
Interesting.
Fancy.
Well, that or just come back with whatever we can. An ornament of a Minto. And we've got a big section on the tree that hangs.
There is no shortage of ornaments to be found at Walt Disney World.
No.
Any time of the year. Well, guys, here's another question for you. And this is, we did this on last year's Christmas episode. What is your one Christmas wish for Walt Disney World? Last year, Craig Derrick wished for the Hall of Presidents to open. And it did. Like
a few weeks later.
No, 2 days later.
Oh, was it 2 days?
Because it opened while we were still there.
That's right.
On our trip. We recorded like 2 days before it opened. And I did get to see it. So, Craig, we're going to let you start us off.
I don't know if I'm going to use my magic again.
I wish that they would let me move to the front of the line to see my doctor. What's your Christmas wish for Walt Disney World?
Christmas wish for Walt Disney. My wish for Christmas wish for Disney, which is not really a Christmas one, but I hope... What's the new ride? Mickey and
the Runaway... Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway.
Yes.
Okay. The Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway, I hope it is good as it's hyped up to be, and it is suitable to take the place of the Great Movie Ride. That's one of my wishes, because I just... Again, not mean to go nostalgic on you guys, but the Great Movie Ride was just quintessential for Hollywood Studios. So I hope this is just as good, and we look back and say, well, that was a good move to kind of upgrade things. So that's my wish.
Is there any way it could top Great Movie Ride for you, Craig?
It'd be tough.
I do wish they were using more of the classic Mickey Mouse instead of this new age... Right. Animation of version of it.
We were in the room on this last trip that we'll talk about in a few weeks, and we watched some of the newer ones that they're basing this off of, and I did not find them entertaining at all.
Yeah, it's very different.
So I'm being negative, but
sorry, no, I think there's a lot of people being negative about it, and like I said, it's just when you replace the ride that is what the whole park is built on. It's going to be tough.
Between that and Backlot Tour.
Right.
That was really the two that, to me, that said Hollywood Studios.
I mean, I would dare say in many years from now, though, but not too far away, we'll be able to say, I remember when the part was about studios and not the Hollywood. You know, I just that's my wish, though.
Derek, how about you?
I am hoping that the replacement for, I'm like Craig with this replacement, the replacement for Illuminations. As we all know, I'm not a big fan of Illuminations, but...
Really?
You didn't know that?
Do tell.
You didn't realize?
I would have never known.
But I'm really... I think I'm more excited about this interim show that they've announced. Have they said a whole lot? I've not heard a whole lot about the regular show.
Now, what do you know about this interim show? When does
it begin? It's going to be... I don't know when it starts, but it's supposed to be kind of goes. It shows some of old Epcot.
That does sound good.
I think it's more nostalgic towards just strictly Epcot and hopefully not real character heavy. I'm sure the new show will be character heavy, but
yeah.
I think it would be a good, since I didn't grow up with Epcot, I think it might be neat to see kind of what Epcot was in that show. I'm kind of excited for that, and I hope that Disney, whatever they do with either show, with both shows, I think it'll be better than, to me, it'll be better than Illuminations, which I don't have a lot of love for.
Yeah.
So.
You don't say.
I won't say it again. Ever.
Well, we already know that what Craig has wished for is going to happen. So congratulations, Craig. Mickey and Minnie's will turn out pretty well.
Well, I hate to use the Paul's wishes, but, you know.
My Christmas wish for Walt Disney World is that they slow down or pull back, and I know this isn't going to happen, with all of the upcharge events and all the enchanted extras, because they've added more and more of these over the years, and... I think it's getting to the point now where it's at the expense of the regular paying customer. The after hours parties, does it affect those that are already in the park? No, but I do think it's leading Disney to maybe close the park earlier on more nights. You know, you look at Walt Disney World now during party season, and Magic Kingdom, almost every day they have an after hours event or an early morning magic or a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas party. There's hardly any days where you can just go and stay for long periods of time. They're very few, and so those few days are extremely crowded during that time of year. And now they've, you know, with the early morning magic at Hollywood Studios, I was there on fall break, in which they had one of those prior to opening, and you could definitely tell the crowds were a lot bigger in Toy Story Land for the average customer. So I think upcharge events are fine as long as they're not taking away from the experience of that average customer. You know, the happily ever after fireworks party, that's fine because it's really, you know, it's taking away one place where I could stand to watch, but it's not affecting my ability to see the show, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I get, you know, they're a company, they want to make money. I just don't want them to continue, because I'm afraid the way that it's heading, it's going to continue to take away from the regular customer that doesn't want to pay for those upcharge events, if that makes any sense. Just like I think probably one day we'll get to where you do have to pay for fast passes, and we've talked about that some in the past. So that's my wish, is that they don't lose sight of that and taking too many experiences away from the regular customers. I mean, I get that they're going to cater to DVC renters like us, but, you know, you guys didn't catch that.
I did.
We just don't want to brag about it.
We don't want to talk about it too much.
Well, guys, this has been fun. A Triple G Christmas here on Christmas Eve 2018. We better make sure we get in bed early tonight, or else Santa Claus will not be putting anything in the stockings.
I get coal every year.
Surely not. That's why Derek is so bitter all the time about Disney World. He just gets coal.
He's on the naughty list. Mm. Are you surprised?
No. Well, that takes us to a very special Christmas edition of
Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
Santa, thank you for joining us for this special edition of Grim, Grinning, Greatness. Santa, you got a busy night ahead, but we appreciate you taking time to stop in to be with us today.
Anything for the Grim, Grinning guys.
How about that? Derek Santa Claus is here with us.
It's amazing.
Boys and girls listening, you better get to bed.
Mom, it's 2:00 in the afternoon.
Well,
keep that milk in the fridge because I don't want to die from
it. It's a week past Christmas.
He doesn't want it spoiled. Santa, since you're our special guest, we're going to let you ask the Grim, Grinning, Greatness question. So, Santa, what's your Grim, Grinning, Greatness question on this Christmas Eve?
Guys, I'm thinking, my question is, let's go. We usually don't do this. Or you guys usually don't do this on Grim Grinning Guys. What is a big thing that you do, a holiday tradition with your family that is something special to you on this Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Doesn't have to be related to Disney?
Does not have to be related to Disney. Like I said, something special on this Christmas episode.
First of all, let me ask Santa, what's your favorite Grim Grinning Guys episode or segment?
Probably To Be or Not to Be.
Really? That's amazing. Could you believe that,
Derek? I enjoy looking into the future.
I'm sorry. I've got to knock Santa out.
That's why you've been getting cold, because y'all don't see eye to eye. Well, Santa, let's let Craig answer first. Craig, what about you?
Hey, guys. Santa just took my mic. I don't know what's going on there. We got a tradition, and it actually includes Matthew and his family. We get together, and this year it's going to be a little different, but we usually get together on Christmas Eve, and my son and daughter read Twas the Night Before Christmas to Matthew's kids. That all started back years ago when Matthew used to read to my kids. So it's a neat tradition.
Started back in 2000, I believe.
Yes. So that's a neat tradition, and when we continue to carry on, as well as other traditions with my family that we do. But that's a thing that we continue to do, and we want to continue to keep going until everybody's grown, I guess.
And pretty soon, my kids will be reading it to your grandkids, Craig.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Well, Craig took mine, but I will also add that, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, we go to my mom's for Christmas Eve breakfast. I'm sorry, for breakfast on Christmas Day, and then we'll exchange some gifts, and usually we just hang out at her house, and we may watch the Polar Express.
Oh.
Or another Christmas movie, maybe The Grinch, something that the kids would enjoy. And then we just kind of hang out at her house on Christmas Day. And it's very relaxed, very nice. And so, yeah. Derek?
Well, I think since Moon is so young, we haven't really started anything yet. But what I've done a few times before when we haven't had to get up early to go somewhere is that I'll get up and make monkey bread.
Mm.
I don't know if y'all have ever had that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just that cinnamony biscuits and cinnamony mixture together. I've gotten up and made that before, and I think I may do that this year since make a Christmas treat for Boone and Rachel, of course. But
I love some good monkey bread.
Have some monkey bread and just have a chill day. Probably watch some football.
Monkey around.
Count my coal.
I remember growing up, my grandmother always had a big, you're talking about cooking something, she always had a big pot of boiled custard simmering on the stove.
Yeah.
That was always a good, memorable treat. Guys, why don't we add one more thing to this, since it is Christmas.
Santa, did you enjoy, how were those answers?
Guys, that was pretty good. I really enjoyed those. I'm glad there are some traditions that continue to keep going.
All right, Santa, thanks for stopping by.
Gotta go.
How about that, guys? Santa Claus himself was here on Christmas Eve.
I can't believe he had time.
Maybe next year we can get him on for the whole show.
If you would have asked, I would have given him a mic. He didn't have to take mine. But anyway.
Did you want to ask another question?
I got another one. This is the gift that keeps on giving, Clark. So let's add one more on here. If you can name one of your favorite holiday Disney movies for Christmas, what would that one movie be?
Disney Christmas movie?
Disney Christmas movie.
All right. What do you got, Craig?
There's a lot of them out there, and I'm just trying to jump around and make sure I get everything covered. But I'm going to go out right off the bat here and say... Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm going to say that
Christmas Carol.
We were kind of watching that a little bit earlier. Yeah, the Christmas Carol.
The one with Jim Carrey.
With Jim Carrey.
A good one.
I like that, and it almost seems like it's too rough for kids.
Yeah, it is. It does have some frightening moments,
but it's a good one. I mean, it really drives the point home. So I really enjoy that, and I enjoy the original.
Yeah,
it's not Disney, but I enjoy that.
I remember seeing it in the theaters. I think it was 2009 that first came out, and saw it with my dad. It's really good.
Yep.
How about you, Derek?
Well, I would have to go with something a little... Well, Craig's is pretty new. Mine's a little older than Craig's. Mine would be the Santa Claus series.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that one. And as bad as number three is, I still like it.
Yeah.
It's not the best one. I'm fond of one and two specifically.
Can't top the first one.
But all three of them are decent enough, and I enjoy that. Something that I'll stop and watch pretty much any time I see it on this time of year. So that's probably my go-to.
It is quite good. Quite good. I am going to also say A Christmas Carol, but mine's going to be a different version. The Muppets Christmas Carol.
I knew that was good.
Which at the time it was made, it was not owned by Disney, but now it's under the Disney banner. Love Muppets Christmas Carol. I think Gonzo and Rizzo the Rat as the host are wonderful, and you can't beat Michael.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You have not seen that?
Oh my goodness,
it's wonderful. It's got good music, comedy. If you're a fan of the Muppets,
I like the Mickey Christmas Carol too.
And you can't beat Michael Caine as Ebenezer Scrooge. But it's a beautiful story. I think I love the story of A Christmas Carol. Mickey's Christmas Carol, yes.
Got that.
Yes. Good stuff. Wow, a double dose of Grimgrinning greatness. Only fitting on this Christmas Eve. And now, guys, we're going to head on home quickly to make sure that we get tucked in our beds so that visions of sugar plums can dance in our heads.
And if you have a good figgy pudding recipe, send that to Matthew.
Absolutely. Derek, will you be wearing your kerchief tonight?
I will.
And eyeing my cap.
What is that? What's that? The little fake turtleneck?
The Dickie.
The Dickie,
Dickie, yes. I wear my Dickie every Christmas Eve.
Like Cousin Eddie?
Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Guys, you have any Christmas messages for the folks at home before we part ways?
I would just say a great gift that we have through Triple G is just all of our listeners, all the comments, all the encouragement. We got a lot of fans that are always saying some good things and having fun with us on social media, and we really do enjoy that. That's why we do what we do is to help all of you. So if there's any way we can continue to help, just shoot us an email or talk to us on social media, and we'll do what we can.
Absolutely, and very thankful and always enjoy, like Craig said, the interactions with you, and we hope to continue those, and may you have a good time away from work and with your loved ones.
Bingo.
And if you're having to work today, we're sorry, but thank you for listening.
Yes. And to all, a good night. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And ho, 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 hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Gods. I think I've got the same cold Craig does.